Hello, Radioland. Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. The CPF Radio Hour is brought to you by the Cary Playwrights Forum. You can learn more about our nonprofit organization at caryplaywrightsforum.org. This play was made possible through a collaboration between the CPF Radio Hour and the Greensboro Playwrights Forum. The Forum is a talented group of writers, directors, and actors based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. If you are a dramatic writer living in North Carolina, or if you want to get involved, search for Greensboro Playwrights Forum on Facebook and ask to join the group and stay current on upcoming events and meetings. You are about to assume the role of August Thompson. Your character, an older man adverse to living a healthy life. Your motivation? 13 hours ago, you were sure of your future. Now you have to figure out what went wrong. Easy there, Mr. Thompson. Don't struggle. Not until you hear the crunch.
Easy there, Mr. Thompson. Easy. Don't struggle. You'll pull out your IV. Do you know where you are?
I'm in a hospital room.
Yes, Mr. Thompson. You're in a hospital room.
What happened?
You've had a stroke. I'm Dr. Franklin. We had to perform an emergency coronary artery bypass graft.
What?
You've been unconscious for about 13 hours. How are you feeling?
I can't move. What did you...
Dear, it's all right. What? It's all right, August. I'm here with you. Your Mary is here with you.
We're fortunate that your wife was able to find you and bring you as she did. You had an almost complete aortal blockage, and your brain was deprived of oxygen for an indeterminate amount of time.
I can't move my hands.
Paralysis is a fairly typical outcome for this type of cardiac arrest. Some amount of mobility may eventually return, given enough time and physical therapy. But frankly, Mr. Thompson, a man of your
That's enough, Doctor. You don't know August. You don't know the kind of man that he is. He's strong, Doctor. He's a fighter.
Mrs. Thompson, I think it's important to be honest.
There's time enough for honesty, Doctor. Tell you what, why don't you leave us alone for a little while?
Yes, well, I do have other patients, you know. I'll have the nurse drop by in a while with a sedative to help him sleep. If there's anything else you need...
Oh, don't you worry. I'll take good care of my husband.
All right, Mrs. Thompson. Mr. Thompson, I'll drop by a little later.
Are you feeling all right, August? You're not in any pain, are you?
I can't feel a thing.
You can't feel a thing? Well, that's good. I wouldn't want you to suffer. Well, not any more than necessary. Oh, August. Look at you. So weak. So small. I remember the first time I saw you, dressed in that charcoal gray suit at the sales conference. So tall and strong and broad-shouldered. You could feel the energy shimmer in the air. See every lady's head turn as you walked through the room. And you only had eyes for me, August, dear. You only had eyes for me.
Mary, why?
You took care of me, August. I never had to worry or want. You made sure my car got serviced, the lawn got mowed, the gutters whisked clean. And I took care of you. Made sure you always had a clean house and a hot meal. I loved you, August. For 42 years, through thick and thin, we took care of each other, and I loved you for it.
Why are you here? Mary, I wanted a divorce.
What was that, August? It was a matter of course.
I want a divorce.
A show of force? No. A plate of hors d'oeuvres? I'm not sure I follow you.
I want a divorce.
Oh. You want a divorce? Well, dear, why didn't you say that earlier? Wait, you did. Over dinner. Pot roast and roasted garlic potatoes, if I recall correctly. Same crappy food I made for you for dinner night after night for 42 years.
I don't understand.
You always liked my cooking, didn't you, August? Fried eggs and bacon for breakfast. Lots of gravy on the mashed potatoes. Cheese and cream and saturated fats. You wolfed it all down and never once said a word in thanks. 42 years in a thankless marriage. And then what do you finally tell me across the dinner that I made?
Mary.
I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I want a divorce.
What? What do you have there?
Oh, what do I have here? I'm not surprised you don't recognize it, my dear. It's something you probably could have used as you got older and fatter and fatter with your blood thickening up. It's called celery, August. Celery. C-E-L-E-R-Y. Here, would you like to try some? Now? Well, it's probably too late for you in any event. Now, why is it that you don't like celery, August? Did we ever figure that out? Oh, that's right. It's the sound. It's the sound. That terrible, obnoxious, crunching sound. Your mother used to eat celery all the time. Had to keep that New England beauty queen figure for your dear old father. I remember how he'd berate her every time she slipped on a few ounces. How she'd save all that anger and take it out on you. All the time. Crunch! Crunch! Crunch!
I'm sorry. Mary, I'm sorry.
You're sorry now? Are you? Now that you need me?
Please.
Now that you can't so easily replace me. You're scared, aren't you, August? Scared of being weak and helpless.
Oh, Mary.
Scared of what you've become.
Oh.
And what I might do.
Please, Mary, please. I didn't want
to. Oh, don't you worry, dear husband.
I didn't.
Like I told the doctor, I'll take good care of you. I'll be there with you, August.
Oh.
Through thick.
Oh.
And then.
Mary. Mary.
Mrs.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Oh, God, she's fallen. She's not breathing. She's choking. We need to intubate. Nurse, help me here, quickly.
My chest. It burns. Burns. Oh, Mary. Mary. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Nurse!
That was Crunch, an audio play by Mike Brannan. Starring tonight's show were Tom Haines as August, Sariana Gregg as Mary, and Carl Neubile as Dr. Franklin. Sound effects and editing by Christian O'Neill. This has been the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.